And let's say good morning to a voice from the not-too-distant past, Mitch Jurasich at the Delta Marina right down there near the big Empire Canal. And, Mitch, first thing I want to do is talk a little turkey because I know you're a big turkey hunter like me. How's it been for you?
Don, you don't even want to know the story. I had shoulder surgery late February, and when they went in to do the fix the shoulder, they wound up having to replace it. And it's my left arm. I'm a left-hand shooter. So you know what my turkeys are doing? They're out there frolicking in the fields, just acting like nothing is going on. But my son did go up last week, and as soon as he got up there, he got on a bird, shot one nice bird, and only hunted the next morning and chased five more around, and they gave him the slip. But the birds are there, they gobbling, they doing their thing, and I'm like, oh my God, what did I do wrong this year? Because I'm telling you, I've watched more gobblers all hunting season long and just said, oh, this is going to be one heck of a turkey season. But you know what? I still love watching them. I've been up there and I've seen them walking around and playing around and doing their thing, but geez, it's killing me.
Well, don't you know they got this thing called a shooting tripod? Maybe that would help you.
Well, it's the shoulder is all metal now.
Can't take the kick, huh? Can't take the recoil.
But I will be able. The one thing I did ask the doctor, I said, all right. I said, Doc, there's one way I'm going to do this. Can I shoot a gun in the future? He says, absolutely. I said, okay, let's get it done. You know, I got hopefully many more years ahead of me, and we'll just let these birds get real comfortable. And you know, my son doesn't call like me, so if he killed one, they gotta be very easy.
Well, by letting them go, their beards will just get longer and thicker, and their spurs will get longer till you get back.
What's really funny, he said, something's wrong with my bird's beard. It keeps falling apart. Well, when he skinned it out, he realized why. He shot all chest shot. He didn't hit the head. He said, oh, darn, Dad. He said, the BBs were tearing the beard up. He said, I think it was an 11-inch beard. It wound up to be about a 9-inch beard. That's funny.
Yeah. You know? Well, Mitch, we got the snapper season opening up on Monday. For people that are leaving out of your marina and want to fish some of those close rigs or maybe even venture out into federal waters, what's the opportunity look like to get out there? And how long of a run would it be to get into some snapper?
It's very short, Don. You know, we're 8 miles out right now. Your closest Empire rigs are 8 miles out the Empire Jetty. And, you know, this time of year, the snapper is still very close in. A lot of reports of people that have just been going to the rigs just to play around, they just said they couldn't even get a line halfway down before they had a snapper. A lot of still juvenile snapper in that area, but the further out you go, I think it's going to be a fantastic season. But yeah, you know, we anywhere from 8 to, you can go anywhere out of Empire, really and truly. To tell you the truth, it's 20 something miles out the Empire Jetties to the Southwest Pass. And a lot of people got to travel out of Venice. When they go out of Venice, you got to travel 25 miles downriver before you get in the Gulf.
That's
so
true.
It's about the same run. And the thing about us, you can go a little bit to the west over there and you catch all those kind of untouched rigs, because a lot of people fishing out of Venice are going to go South Pass, Southwest Pass, you know, Southeast Pass. But, you know, people fishing out of Grand Isle, Fouchon and all are going to catch those westerly rigs. And there's a whole pile of them still left out there. And I think it's just going to be fantastic from what I'm hearing from, you know, I get a lot of Asians that fish out of the marina right now this time of year. They're still chasing a few pompano that are left over and stuff. And they're coming in saying, oh, my goodness, snapper, snapper, snapper. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good season.
And then they can make a combo trip on the way back in. They can stop and catch some specks and reds.
Oh, absolutely. Same thing. You know, just like fishing out of Venice and all with the little river. But the one thing about it, we don't depend on the river out of Empire. You're going to get – and specks, by the way. Speckled trout fishing has been off the charts. The charter guides, the regular recreational fishermen leaving out of the marina right now, they are coming in. They are just so tickled pink. We had a little family fishing rodeo that just happened Easter weekend, and they all came in with their little youngsters and all of that saying, we caught 45 trout, you know, with between a five or six of them fishing. They caught their 15 trout limit. like it was nothing. They had a great time and really nice fish. I'm going to tell you, I'm a little concerned about this over 20 something inch, you know, limit because the trout have been running really nice. And they are saying, what is this limit like? I said, well, watch out how many big ones you catch, you know, and nobody's ever been told they can't keep a big trout till now, you know what I mean?
It's going to change the mentality where you're going to have to, instead of leave small fish looking for big fish, is leave big fish looking for smaller fish.
Right, and you know, and I don't know. I still got mixed emotions about that because these bigger trout have spawned multiple times, and have left their seed out there for us all. But we'll see how it goes. You know, let's hope everything works. You know?
Very good. Well, Mitch, I know you got the Ponderosa. You serve up some great food. You got everything a fisherman could need down there, a launch, bait, tackle shop, and store and everything down there. So hopefully people will be visiting you down there and getting some of those fish and taking advantage of that.
The live shrimp have been really beautiful so far this season. In fact, if the fish don't bite, bring your shrimp home and eat them because they are like 21-25, 36-40. I mean, just a beautiful shrimp, very lively and everything. And the Ponderosa has been off the charts. I mean, it's just been – we've been slammed. You know, we open Thursday through Sunday and 11 to 9 on Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 7 on Sunday. And we had just been slammed. The oysters, believe me, I know an oyster guy. And these oysters are selling like crazy.
Well, I'm going to have to come down there and test them.
You come on down, and I tell you what, let's see how many you can eat, Don.
I
challenge you.
Mitch, thanks for the report, as always. Sorry to hear you on the turkey sideline, but you'll be back at them before you know it.
But, hey, look, one thing about the turkey sideline, I enjoy raising them. I enjoy hearing them, and I enjoy watching them. So,
well, you can also call for somebody, too. You can be the guide.
Yeah, I can do that. But you know what? Sometimes I like to shoot one myself.
You know? I know what you mean. Thanks, Mitch. Great talking to you, my friend.
And listen, was that an invite you're asking for just now?
Could be.
Could be. We're going to have to do that one day. I got to get you up there one day.
Yes, indeed. I'd love to do it.
My turkey haven is there, and I'd love to get you up there. All right, Don, y'all have a good day, and let's look forward to a great weekend and a great snapper season ahead of us.
All right, you got my phone number. Just let me know. I'll be ready.
All right, sir. Y'all have a good one.
See you next time. Mitch Jurisich down at the Delta Marina in Empire.